Welcome. It's Dave from CheapWineFinder.com with another companion podcast for a value-priced wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. And then we write them up, and then we plug the microphone and talk about it. We do it three times a week. We try to do interesting wines that don't cost too much and kind of bring some satisfaction. And we're still in Thanksgiving mode. This is the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and I said we weren't going to do any more Pinot Noirs, but Trader Joe had this wine. Trader Joe's Grand Reserve Willamette Valley Pinot Noir 2022 Lot 124. Willamette Valley Pinot Noir is one of my favorite red wines. I mean, so when I saw Trader Joe's had it for $12.99, even though I was going, okay, I'm done with Pinot Noir for a while, and maybe looks like I'm not. And this one's a little bit different. Usually with the reserve wines, Grand Reserve, Petite Reserve, Reserve Reserve, Platinum Reserve, you don't really know who made it. The names on the back are dummy companies, or, you know, I can usually find out a little bit. But here we know. D.W. Hinman made the wine, and Doyle Hinman has been in the Oregon wine for 51 years. He's one of the first people to plant a vineyard there. I mean, the whole Oregon wine industry is kind of recently compared to a lot of places. He at one point had one of the largest wineries. He sold it off, and now he's doing a private label, D.W. Hinman Family Wines or Cellars. And he's a negotiant, and that means he buys, you know, leftover wine from other people. And that's because he's been in the area for 50 years and knows everybody. On his website, he says he has contacts with over 1,000 wineries in Oregon and in Washington, too. So the guy knows everybody. He also has one of the Founders Award for Oregon, for Willamette Valley and Oregon wine. This guy's been around forever. I'm going to take a sip. So this is an old hand at Oregon Pinot Noir. He's been doing it forever. And that's a very good sign for a $12.99. First thing I looked at when I bought the bottle, as I looked, and it was 13.5 on the alcohol content, because the last couple of Trader Joe's reserve ones I had were 14.5, and that's kind of okay for a Cabernet Sauvignon or a Zinfandel, but it's a bit too much body for a Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir has flavors that the body can mask and hide, and one of the whole joys of a Pinot Noir is all the different flavors that don't normally pop up with other wines. It's kind of subtle, and you have to search, and you have to think a little bit. It's a thinking man's wine. Not that, why do I like it then? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But, yeah, I mean, a good Pinot Noir isn't just a sip and forget. And that's what we got here. It's a, it's really light in color. You could pretty much read a magazine through the wine. It's so clear, and just a little bit of garnet red, like it's supposed to. I mean, yeah, I know the new style is to be bigger and bolder for Pinot Noir, but I still like the old style better. And this one's the older style. I'm going to take another sip. It tastes like an Oregon Pinot Noir. A Willamette Valley Pinot Noir. I mean, it's $12.99, and it actually tastes like what it's supposed to. Sometimes, it tastes like Pinot Noir, but it doesn't really taste like the place it's supposed to be. This one tastes like the place it's supposed to be and was. And that's really a nice trick for $12.99. Yeah, I mean, this is a good sipping wine. Yeah, you could have it with, turkey and all that kind of stuff, or whatever you wanted to have it with. Got enough acidity, it's got enough flavor, even though it's light to medium bodied. You know, if I wouldn't have it with, you know, really spicy food or barbecue ribs or something. It's going to get overmatched a little bit, and there's better wines to choose. So you could do it, but there's better wines to choose. Now, this is a pretty decent little effort. I think I had a Platinum Canaris one that was a little bit more expensive, and I think this one beats it. Not that that was a bad wine, but this one's, got a little bit more of the itch factor, and it tastes really good. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, cheapwinebutter.com. It's just a good wine. It's $12.99. It tastes like Willamette Valley. It tastes like old school Pinot Noir. Got good structure, good flavor. It's a bargain. What else can you ask for? So that's it for me, Domaine Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. Like us, we like your podcast. Push whatever button they ask you to push. I still have that Skull Natural Organic wine coming up in a couple of days, and then we'll take a break for Thanksgiving, then hit it hard for the holidays. So adios, keep it cheap, amigos, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. Bye-bye.